Wednesday, July 8th, 2009, 8 to 8:45 a.m., devotions. Ambassador 1 Ballroom, Level 3. 8:30 to 9 a.m., registration, $20. Final opportunity to register, Renaissance Foyer, Level 4. General Session, 9 a.m., invocation. 9:05 a.m., The Near Perfect Audiobook, How We Do It. Frank Kurt Silke, Director, National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Library of Congress, Washington, D.C. Mary Beth Wise, Quality Assurance Specialist, National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Library of Congress, Washington, D.C. 9:25 a.m., Questions and Discussion. 9:30 a.m., The Demand, The Crisis, The Solution in Education for the Blind. Edward Bell, Ph.D., Director, Professional Development and Research Institute on Blindness, Louisiana Tech University, Ruston, Louisiana. 9:45 a.m., The Theory and the Practice, Education for the Blind in the Public School. Denise M. Robinson, Ph.D., Teacher and Coordinator of Programming for Blind and Visually Impaired Students, Yakima, Washington. 10 a.m., Why Are You Trying to Make That Child Blind? Carol Castellano, President, National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, National Federation of the Blind, Madison, New Jersey. Wednesday, July 8th continued. 10:20 a.m., Teaching an Essential Skill, Braille. Jerry Whittle, Teacher Counselor, Louisiana Center for the Blind, Ruston, Louisiana. April Davis, Coordinator of Summer Programs for Blind Children, Louisiana Center for the Blind, Ruston, Louisiana. James Mays, Industrial Arts Teacher, Louisiana Center for the Blind, Ruston, Louisiana. Deja Powell, Cane Travel Instructor, Utah Division of Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired, Salt Lake City, Utah. Anil Lewis, President, National Federation of the Blind of Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia. Terry Rupp, President, National Federation of the Blind of Nevada, Las Vegas, Nevada. 10:50 a.m., from the Center of History, 5 years into the future of the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute. Mark Riccobono, Executive Director, National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute, Baltimore, Maryland. 11:10 a.m., Frontier Careers for the Blind Include Engineering. Lee R. Apts, Ph.D., Research Associate Professor of Engineering and Education, University of Maryland, College Park, Maryland. 11:25 a.m., NFB Newsline, From Phone to Computer to Podcast to Pocket. Scott White, Director of Sponsored Technology, National Federation of the Blind, Baltimore, Maryland. 11:40 a.m., Reports and Resolutions. 12 p.m., Adjourn. Wednesday, July 8th continued. 12 noon to 1:45 p.m., Ham Radio Group Business Meeting, Raphael Room, Level 4. We will consider the amendment of the division constitution that we adopted last year. D. Curtis Willoughby, KA0VBA, Chairperson. 12 noon to 1:45 p.m., NFB Camp Toy Sale, Marquette A Room, Level 5. Everything must go, 30 to 70% off toys purchased for NFB Camp. 12 noon to 1:45 p.m., Raffles and Drawings, LaSalle A Room, Level 5. 12:15 to 1:45 p.m., Everything You've Ever Wanted to Know About the NLS, Nicolette B Room, Level 5. A question and answer session with Frank Kurt Silke, Director and Staff of the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Library of Congress. General Session, 2 p.m., Call to Order. 2:05 p.m., Shaping the Standard for the Legal Community, The Necessity for Access to Information for All, Daniel Goldstein, Esquire, Partner, Brown, Goldstein & Levy, LLP, Baltimore, Maryland. 2:25 p.m., Negotiating Accessible Electronic Books, A Massive Undertaking, A Smashing Success. Jack Bernard, Esquire, Chair, Counsel for Disability Concerns, and Assistant General Counsel, University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, Michigan. 2:45 p.m., The Commitment of Microsoft to Accessible Technology. Rob Sinclair, Director of Accessibility, Microsoft Corporation, Redmond, Washington. Wednesday, July 8th continued. 3:05 p.m., Transcending the Barriers of Yesterday, Anticipating the Romance of the Human Experience with the Technology of Tomorrow. Ray Kurzweil, President and Chief Executive Officer, KNFB Reading Technology Incorporated, Willesley Hills, Massachusetts. 3:25 p.m., Representing the City of Chicago, Patty Chang, Esquire, Senior Corporation Counsel, City of Chicago, Chicago, Illinois. 3:45 p.m., Dr. Jacob Balotin Award, Gary Wunder, Chairperson, Dr. Jacob Balotin Award Committee and Secretary, National Federation of the Blind, Columbia, Missouri. 4:15 p.m., the right of the pedestrian to be safe in the world. Ronald Medford, Acting Deputy Administrator, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Washington, D.C. 4:30 p.m., reports and resolutions. 5 p.m., adjourn. 7 p.m., banquet, Renaissance Ballroom, Level 4. Invocation, Master of Ceremonies, Frederick K. Schroeder. Introductions and presentations. Banquet address, Mark Maurer. Scholarship awards. 10 p.m. to midnight, after banquet party, Ambassador 3 Ballroom, Level 3. 10 p.m., science fiction meeting. All persons interested in science fiction and fantasy are welcome to join in an open discussion. Please contact Ed Meskes for room location. Thank you. The National Federation of the Blind would like to give a special thank you to VBrick Systems for donating the technology and internet services to allow full streaming of all general sessions of the convention, the meeting of the board of directors, and the annual banquet. Through this contribution, more individuals will learn about the outstanding work that comes out of the largest gathering of the blind in the world. The National Federation of the Blind acknowledges with gratitude our platinum, gold, silver, bronze, and exhibit hall convention sponsors below. Their message follows. Platinum sponsors, Humanware, UPS. Gold sponsors, DQ Systems Incorporated, Freedom Scientific, Oracle. Silver sponsors, Envision America, Intel, Walmart. Bronze sponsors, Adobe, Council of U.S. Dog Guide Schools, CUSDGS, IBM, Independent Living Aids, ILA, Microsoft. Exhibit hall sponsors, GW Micro, J&B Medical Supply, National Industries for the Blind, Read How You Want, Roche Diagnostics.